Hello.
Hello. Hello, I'm calling from American Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
47.
I'm sorry, what is your age?
I'm 47.
Okay, thank you so much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My what?
Your race, white, Caucasian,
White.
or,
White.
Oh, thank you so much. Regardless of how you, of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Very strong, I think.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, right now, dissatisfied, but here in November, I'll be very satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want a member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
9 or 10, 9.
Thank you. And funding for mental health services?
5.
Thank you. Cracking down on illegal drugs?
7.
7. Thank you. Protecting the democracy and our voting rights?
I don't think they're under attack. I think we're always going to have them. So, it's good to protect them, but I don't think they're under attack. So it's not like that important to me in the sense that I don't think they're really being threatened. But it is important. So I'll say 6.
Okay. Thank you so much. And now lowering rent.
3.
Thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
3.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights.
3.
Improving K-12 education.
8.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Starting with Joe Biden.
10.
Donald Trump.
100.
J.D. Vance.
80.
Janelle Bynum.
Who?
Janelle Bynum.
I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you. MAGA Republicans.
80, 90.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
30.
Thank you. Lori Chavez de Remer?
'm not sure.
Okay, Republicans in Congress?
60, 70.
70, thank you so much. Kamala Harris?
5.
Thank you. Ron Wyden?
5.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald J. Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'd probably go towards the Dreamer.
The Dreamer, thank you. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, or just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Probably, I'd say probably no chance at all, because she would need to change her ideas to Republican ideas. So
all right. Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know much what she's done, so I can't say yes or no.
Okay, thank you. And now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Remer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. And the next one says, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. Working mother and local business owner, she's been living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Dreamer.
Thank you so much. And just 1 minute. What specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Remer?
You just read me both their plans. Dreamer had a plan, had planned, and had done it, and the other didn't.
Thank
you so
much. The
other was just a bunch of word soup that anybody can just say. It sounds nice.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 71% of the survey. I really thank you so much for your time, and I will be trying to be the briefly possible. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is a not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, for too long, people have been focused on the 5. But Daniil Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you are working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. Would you say this statement is, from 0 to 10, how convincing is for you?
2.
Thank you. And the next one says, Daniil Bynum believes hard work should pay it off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
2.
Thank you. And the next one says, Daniil Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students in our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. How convincing is for you this statement from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. And last for this part, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Daniil Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high risk at a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
To vote for her? 0. That's exactly what I want.
Thank you so much. And, well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Daniil Bynum?
Dreamer.
Thank you so much. Now, I am going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Dreamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. And the first one says, Lori Chavez Dreamer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claimed she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, you can't compromise. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. After hearing this, would you say that is, did make you, how troubled is you about supporting the Dreamer for Congress? Do you think it's a great deal, or just quite a bit, or just somewhat, or not at all?
Not really at all. It didn't bother me.
Thank you. And the next one and the last says, Lori Chavez Dreamer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Dreamer has invested in profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drugs laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. The same, would you say that this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, to support her?
If it's obviously support, well, I mean, if it's true, some.
Would you say that it's just some, or maybe not at all?
No, I'd just say some.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Daniil Bynum?
Dreamer.
Thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've graduated high school. Actually, I graduated a trade college school, but this is a trade. It's not like a college.
Thank you so much. And are you married, or married, living with a partner, or single, separated, divorced, or widow? Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, two of them.
Thank you. And are you, or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
All right. Later.
Thank you. Have a good night.